We're going to start with Tosas, just because there's a lot to say about this Tosas itself, but I don't want to talk. I'm going to focus more on the Ritva today, and again start to push the ball forward. So again, Rav Yochanan in the Gemara tells us you have a din of lavshki masay gets malchus. The Gemara then says, Amarta, did you really say such a thing? He says, no, I didn't say such a thing. What are you talking about? You definitely said something. And after all, the Mishnah and the Pesukim support the idea that from the case of Bala Mikdashtan, which you get Malkus, shows you that Lashkid Masay is Lokan 11. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Yochanan said it, but he retracted his din because of Ones Shagiresh. And then comes over Ula in yesterday's whole Shaka Vitaria and tells us, nah, don't worry about Ones Shagiresh. Ones Shagiresh is not a Lashkid Masay, Lashed Nitak Masay, because the assay is really afterwards. But Rav Yochanan himself would seem to have retracted his din. Then, just skipping ahead to the Gemara on the bottom of the page, on five lines on the bottom of the page, Amale Rav Papa L'Rava. Rav Papa, going back to the beginning of the conversation, asks Rava the following question. Why do you tell me that Alav Shekid Masay is Lokin Alav? After all, Halo Dami L'Lav D'Chasima. It's not similar to Lav D'Chasima. Now, what's the question that Rav Papa is asking? Yes?
That if, how come we said that the base Lav is Chasima, and that's why Yamalkus, and from there, so
why is it not Dama Lav D'Chasima, according to Rav Papa?
Because
it has an assay attached to it. It has an appendage called an assay. And therefore, you shouldn't get Malkus because it's not Dome to Lav D'Chasima. So what's Rava's response? What? Mishum dekasver akmona asay yaseir migra kara. Because it has an extra asay, it should be downgraded from a lav that gets malchus? So the Gemara says, yeah, ihachi, what about lav shanita glase? Lav shanita glase also has an appendage, and it is downgraded, you don't get malchus. So what? Yeah, the same thing over here. So then the Gemara answers, no. That a lav hanita glase is fundamentally different than a lav shekid moase. A lav anita glase, what is the ase doing?
It's
remedying the lav. It is curing the lav. Masha'enke, lav shekid masay is not, and therefore you can argue, says Rava, that a lav hanita glase doesn't get malchus, lav shekid masay does get malchus. Okay, that's the Gemaras that we have in front of us.
Why is the lav shekid masay more of a remedy than lav shekid masay?
Because it's a remedy. Because
it's
a, can I, I'll explain, but I'd rather not explain right now. And I'll explain in about 24 minutes. Okay. Let us take a look at Tosas Tanina. So Tosas Tanina, top Tosas on the page, asks the following kasha. Tanina, habala migdash tome is loke, mishum de lo have lav hanitach lase, shekidmo ase lilaf. Since the ase is first, you get malchus. The Imtoimar, Dilma, maybe the reason you get Malkus over here is not because it's a lav shekid maaseh, but shani hasam di'ika tre lave. Because when it comes to Bala Mikdash Tomeh, how many averis, how many lavim are there? There's two lavim. There's a lav of lo yitamu machanehem, and there's a second lav called, what's the pasuk? What's the second lav? Lo yitama mikdashi, but that's not really the pasuk. What is the pasuk?
It's bal mikdash lo tavo.
El ha mikdash lo tavo. It's a misquote in Tosas, whatever it is. It's two psukim. It's not his fault. It's the publisher's fault. And the publisher did not know how to learn. It's the publisher. Anyway, velo asi char asay v'akat shrei lave. And maybe the reason is you get Malkus and Bala Mikdash Tame is because how many lavim are there? Two lavim. And one ase cannot be okay. Two lavim. The hachi meshanina b'tzmur, the tzmura gabe hamer yamir, the mishum hachi lo have lava nit lase, mishum the ika tre lave, lo oka charase tre lave. So maybe the whole reason that you get Malkus by Habala Mikdash Tame is not because it's a lav shekid maaseh. And really, on a lav shekid maaseh, what would be the halacha? Lav shekid maaseh is no different than a lav anita glase. It's the same exact idea, is that you don't get Malchus. So why then do you get Malchus by a Bala Mikdash Tameh? Because you have two lavin, similar to an open, clear Gemara in Maseches Tmura, which says, why do you get Malchus for Tmura? After it's a lavin eat the glass. Same, the Gemara answers, because by Tmura, how many lavin are there? Two, Lo Yamir and Lo Yachlifenu. Here too, you have two lavin. No Kadei Rishasa. On a double Malchus, the Torah tells two lavin, you're going to get, you're going to say Rishasa about the onus. Here we have two lavin. One Aseh does not knock out two lavin. That's Tosis' kash. Now, V'yei Shlomer, Delo Dami. You can't compare. You can't compare what? You can't compare the case of Tumah to the case of Tmura. Why? The Shani Hasam, the Trelave Smuchin Lahadadi. Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yamir, Oso. Avahacha, the Enim Smuchin, Im Isa, the Lo Kidmu, Ase, Have, Nitak. This is a little bit counterintuitive, but says Tosis, when it comes to Tmura, you have an Ase, and you have a Lotase, and a Lotase, that are where? That are in the same exact pasuk. When it comes to the assay of what? Of Tumah that leave, that you get out of the Beis HaMikdash, when you're Tumah, you have an assay and a Lotasay, and then you have another Lotasay that's all the way over here, somewhere else. And in that case, what does Tosa say? Can one assay knock out one Lotasay and another Lotasay? The answer is, if they're not smuchin, if they're far apart, then one Aseh can take down two Lotases. And therefore, why do you get Malchus for Habala Mikdash Tameh? Why do you get Malchus for Habala Mikdash Tameh? Because the Lashem Kidmaseh. In other words, don't tell me you're not going to get Malchus because it's... Don't tell me you're not going to get Malchus because it's a what? You didn't say that. You said Lashem of Maisa.
I didn't.
He did. He said, Lashem Amaisa. I'll check on the recording. I heard Lashem Amaisa. What did you hear him say?
I
what?
I heard
Lashem
Amaisa.
No, you also heard wrong. Anyway. Okay. Now, so Rabosai, could someone suggest to me, why would it be that when it comes to lava nita glase, if the lotases are miruchakim, an ase can take them both down? But if the lotases are smuchim, then we don't say lava nita glase. Then we don't say lava nita glase. What would be the logic of that? Ase knocks out that, Ase knocks out that. If they're right next to each other, then an Ase cannot take down two Lotases. Yeah!
If they're smuchin, then the Torah is clearly telling us, don't do this, don't do this. If they're far apart, I feel like it's more of a general law. Like, it's not saying, don't do these two separate things. They're like one general law, so that Ase cannot get both.
What do you got, Jaffe?
Since they're smuchim, they're inherently like they are two different lav, but they like one lav that has the worth of two lav. So an ase that's only worth one can't take out two.
Excellent. In other words, what Daniel Jaffe wants to suggest is that if they're smuchim, I would call them each one is supercharging the other. It's like a charged lav. It's a super lav. It's a powered lav. And as a result, then an ase is not going to go ahead and cure the problem of this charged lav. But when you have an ase, and then you have a lav over there, and a lav over there, so you know what that lav is?
It's regular.
A regular lav. You know what that lav is? A regular lav. So then we'll say that if the ase is nitak, is going to fix the lav, it will fix the lav. In other words, I think that is the yesodotosis. Very good. Very good. Now, no. Well, they have nothing to do with each other. You could have said the opposite, but I'm learning Tosis. And that's what I think Tosis means to say. Okay. Now, I want to open up the Ritva, and on behalf of Yitzi Warren, for full clarification, I want to read every single word of the Ritva. Okay. So open up the Ritva. And the Ritva is going to kind of build us into, Rabbo said this Ritva is very important, and the Ritva is going to build us into what will hopefully be a major yesod, and tomorrow we'll elaborate more in tomorrow's shir. The Ritva is found in page Kuf Samach Zayin, in the Mosada Rav Kook Ritva, and I'd like to read every single word inside. So says the Ritva, V'tanina haba el ha-migdash tomeh, v'ika le-medak, v'rav Yochanan de-hoder bey, v'rav papa nami de-ozel b'hai shita seh le-kamon, heichi lo kash le-homas nisen. Who can tell me what the Ritva's kash is? Yes, Shmuel.
How come Rav Papa doesn't turn around like Rav Yochanan?
No. Yes, Mayor. Binyamin.
How is his mission not a question on our public group?
What?
How is his mission not a question on our public group?
What do Rav Papa and Rav Yochanan do with the mission?
You can't have Binyamin get a leg up on you.
Well, I just remember what I was going to say.
I'm just messing. But it's true. okay. Rabosai, what is Rav Yochanan's shita at the end of the day? Rav Yochanan's shita. According to Rav Yochanan, Lav Shekid Ma'aseh gets Malkus or does not get Malkus?
Does not
get Malkus. Why does Lav Shekid Ma'aseh not get Malkus? What brought him to that position?
Because of
Ones. Because of Ones, he changed his mind. I was wrong. I thought Lav Shekid Ma'aseh was liking a love. Amarta? No, I didn't say it. You did say it. Yeah, but Hoderbe. He was Hoderbe. No, he writes. He didn't accept that. That answer was not his answer. That's right. He doesn't accept that answer. And the Ritva says, according to Rav Yochanan, a lav shekid mo'aseh. Therefore, what is the halacha according to Rav Yochanan, bottom line? Lav shekid mo'aseh. What's the din?
Ain't
look. Now, why ain't look? Why ain't look? Presumably. Why don't you get Malkus? Why don't you get Malkus? Because apparently Lav Shekid Ma'aseh at the end of the day is going to be the same as equals Lav Hanita Klase. What is the common denominator of a Lav Shekid Ma'aseh and a Lav Hanita Klase? An extra Ase. An attached Ase. So now that these both have an attached Ase, what are they not similar to? They're not similar to Lav Dechassima, which is a plain vanilla Lav. And therefore, what's the halacha? Ain't like enough. Yes, that's Rav Yochanan. Who also subscribes to this position? Rav Papa. Because what did Rav Papa himself say? I don't understand. How in the world could you tell me that you're going to get Malkus all the way in the beginning for Lav Shekid Ma'aseh? After all, it's not Domele La Dechassima. Why not? Because it has an attached aseh, and therefore you shouldn't get Malkus. Now, did the Gemara answer up for Rav Yochanan, Kol Yamav?
Yes.
Did the Gemara answer up for Rav Papa? Yes, but Rav Papa and Rav Yochanan themselves did not buy those answers. So according to them, Lav Shekid Ma'aseh is a Lav Hanitak L'aseh. There's an extra aseh, Eino Doma Lav Dechassima, and therefore, according to these Heluga personalities, Rav Papa and Rav Yochanan, which din now is problematic? Haba lemigdash tamei. The Gemara tells Haba lemigdash tamei is lokin, even though what is Haba lemigdash tamei? It's a lav shekid maaseh. So why are you getting malchus according to Rabbi Yochanan Papa for Haba lemigdash tamei? What's this all about?
Papa, I don't know the Shara Chai Bar of Yochan, but I'd like to ask, but can you, why wouldn't Papa accept the Gemara's answer? Can't read the Gemara that way?
You could say that.
He's asking a question, the Gemara's giving an answer.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right. You're right, and you could say the same point by Rav Yochanan, even though you don't know the Shara Chai well enough to ask it. You could ask it. I'm learning a Ritva. But I hear you. Okay.
Does this mean that
you still bring up the lot of
things? What is going on over here?
Does this mean that now we change the reason of you don't get malchus for lapa nida kase, that it's just not doma de lapa fasima instead of it being curative?
We'll see. Hold on. Okay, Rabosai, let's see what. Now the Ritva is going to present three answers, the third of which is going to be the most important for us. So says the Ritva, answer number one. The Haraz Halevi Zal Tires. Who is the Raz Halevi, please? Rabbeinu Zrachia. Correct. And Rabbeinu Zrachia is? The Baal HaMaor. So Rabbeinu Zrachia Zal Tires. Deshani Masnisin Dechiv Koresu. Dechomir. V'lo dami lav chachsima l'natuke asei, k'dmi l'el, d'rabinu rachmano l'malkis, mi le'enei le'enecha. Simple. Is, you're right, but haba l'mikdash tamei is an exception to the regular rule. Why do you get malkis in this case, even though it has an associated asei? Because this is a case of an iser kares. And by Nisar Kares, in that complicated Shakavataria, Le'enei mi Le'enecha, there's a special Chumrah, Gilui Milsa, that even though you have an associate assay, Nisar Kares, you still get Malkus. Okay? Simple, not much to talk about. It's a Chumrah of Isarei Kares.
You don't get Kares from muscling your animal, right?
That's correct.
So isn't that another reason that it's different?
No, so he's saying, therefore, this din of Dom Elad de Chassim does not apply to Isarei Kares. Yisrael Kares are more machmir, and therefore, certainly going to get malchus. Okay. Uvetaisitz tirtzu. So he quotes a Tosis. I don't know where this Tosis is exactly. Do you? I don't know where this Tosis is exactly. But let's see, what does Tosas say? The inu have sabi de masnis, the Tosas tells the inu have sabi de masnis, la mishum de kudma say. No. The Mishnah held, ela mishum de ika tre lavin, the lo yitamu, the ela mikdas lo sava. For I mean, but my sex tamura gabi tamura shalikin aloso, la de lo osi harase veoka tre lave, the afal gav, the hossam. What's hossam? Where's there? In Tmura, Tre Lavin Mikuravim, V'Hacha Miruchakim, Lo Shani Luhu Milsa. In other words, according to Rav Yochanan and Rav Papa, why are you getting Malkus for Habala Mikdash Tameh? The answer is because there are two Lavin. And just like what? Just like Tmura has two lavin, and you don't say lavanita glase. So over here there are two lavin, and you do not say lav hanitak lease. Do you got it? He's not arguing on this.
The Ritva is using
He's not arguing on Tosis. He is arguing on Tosis, but he's not arguing on Tosis. Now watch this little subtle. It's a subtlety, but okay. So he says that when Tosis asked this kasha and gave this teretz, who was he asking the kasha in? Who is he asking the kasha in? Don't say the Yeshom. Look at the top line of the Gemara. I mean, this is like nitty gritty work, but Amar Rabba. What did Rabba come along and say? Elohim. Amra uksiva utanina. Yeset. What was Rabba's position? That Lav Shekid Maaseh is Lokin Alav. How do I know that? I know that from the Mishnah. So now on that line of the Gemara, on Rabba's line of the Gemara, Tosis asked the question, what do you mean? Maybe the Mishnah says you get Makas HaBa'al HaMikdash Tamei because how many Lavim are there? Because of two Lavim. And Tosis says, no, Rabba doesn't hold to that because they are Meru Chakim. But according to Rav Yochanan, who says Lav Shekid Maaseh does not get Malkus, so why then HaBa'al HaMikdash Tamei does get Malkus? The answer is because two Lavim. And if it's two Lavim, even if it's what? Meru Chakim, you get Malkus. Do you understand what I just said? In other words, Tosis's answer is in which Shita? In the Gemara. In Rabba's Shita, the Gemara. The Ritva is using the Svara and rejecting the conclusion of Tosis for who? For Rav Yochanan. By the way, look at the bottom of the Gemara. I just like realized this. No, did I realize it? Okay, I didn't. I'll hold that point for a moment. Okay, Rabbo, so far so good? So far so good? Binyamin? Zinkin?
Yeah. I don't get the difference. I thought Rabbo says in the name of Yochanan.
No. He does, but he said, but Rav Yochanan said, I changed my mind. And Rabba says, you shouldn't have changed your mind. And Ula comes along
right
with the whole thing for Rabba. Rav Yochanan maintains his position. That's how the Gemara is working. Stop. Now, third answer. Okay? Third answer. The Od Amru Batoises. The Rav Yochanan Virapapa Savri the time of the lokin belav the tumas mikdash lav mishum de kudmo asay ela mishum de ein haaseh haba achra kiras alav mitaken klum lemafreya ba averes alav kimash nitma ha mikdash kvar beknisas l'sham lo nitkan bo klum lemafreya bisluchu de achra kein ela shamra kein torah kadesh shalom yosef tumal tumasam v'have lei Kilav shenitak laase shebitel ase shebo shelonita shelotiken klum belav shulkan al kilav dechasima. Aval ba'ines, did you get that? What's he saying? Why do you get Malkus for tuma? Why do you get Malkus for tuma? Because the tuma case is absolutely not a lav hanitak laase. Why is it not a lav hanita glase? The Torah says you're in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to be there. It says it twice. Don't be there. Don't go there. And then it says what? Get out. Does getting out fix the Isser? Why not? Why not? Does it fix the Isser? The answer is all it does is it prevents the perpetuation of the Isser. But it doesn't retract the Isser. It's still an Aseh. But in order to not get Malkus, what's Rav Yochanan Papa saying? It has to be curative. And this is not curative. It stops the Isser, but it doesn't do what? It doesn't change the past. Masha'en came. One second. Masha'en came. Masha Enkin, Aval Ba'ones, Shigiresh. But what about the case of Rick? He's got to marry her, and he can't do what? He can't divorce her. Avabona Shigiresh, Tikun Yesh Ba'isha Lechazara. So Hoil Ma'asov Shinistalek Bizunolim Afreya. So what does he do? He divorced her. He wasn't allowed to. So now what does he do? He remarries her. Is that a fix? That's a fix. That's called a fix. And therefore, that's called Lavanita Chaseh. But getting out of the Beis HaMikdash, that is not a fix of the past. Now, this is a subtle point, because you might be able to argue, yeah, but he was divorced from her for the past 2 years. And now he's not changing Lamafreya. So that needs a lumdus to explain that. The Rabba Savar, the Kavan Dehash. Ooh. And what does Rabba say? Who's Rabba? Remember Rabba? Rabba, Rabba, Rabba? Rabba said, you get Makasulash Kidmase? Rabba. Rabba says, do you get Makasulash Kidmase?
Yeah, Rabba says, he said you do get Makasulash.
Yes. Rabba says you do. The Kavan. No. Rabba? Rabba says, you said it. Right. Rabba says, you said it. Yeah, Rabba. I don't know. No. Yeah, I'm talking about the Rabba. Rabba. Rabba said you said it. Rabba said you said it. But you said it. And according to Rabba, maybe it's according to Rabba, Kavan Shashilua Chazem Matzumir Halav Shotosiv Tumal Tumaso Tikun Halav Yeshbo. It is a tikun. It's a tikun that he's not perpetuating. Vitam Delokin. So why didn't you get Malkus? Mishum Dekud Moaseu. It is called a tikun, but why do you get Malkus? Because what? Because the Lav Sheh Shekid Moaseu. Now, this is what I want you to think about. I have a thought question for you. Let's go with the Ritva for a second. According to the Ritva, when you leave the Beis HaMikdash, why are we saying you get Malkus? Because what?
Not curative.
Because not curative. Okay, yeah, fair. I want you to think about the following question. Open up with me for a second, quick second, to the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. And Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Ditanya, you know this Gemara very well. Says the Gemara, Ditanya, 7 lines from the top of the page. The Torah says, Lo sosiru mimenu ad boker. You're not allowed to do what? You're not allowed to vadius of nosa. The hanosa mimenu ad boker, what do you do? The HT Sarah. So now you left the nosa over till the morning. Do you get Malkus, yes or no?
No.
You don't get Malkus. Why not?
Because
it allows you to last. So the Gemara says, Bo ha-kosav li-tein ase achar lota ase lomar she'en lokin alav di Rav Yehuda. So nosa is a classic case of a lav ha-nitak lase. So here's my question. Give me a classic, really good case of a lav ha-nitak lase, curative lav, like the best case in the world. Zeil is the best case. That's the best case in the world. Give me a questionable case of lav ha-nitak lase. That's your expulsion from the Beis HaMikdash when you're done. And now the Ritva is telling you that's not a lav ha-nitak lase according to the Yochanan. Why? Because it doesn't cure anything. It fixes the future. It doesn't fix the past. Gzela fixes the past. Arguably, maybe onus, if the din of rape is that she cannot be in a state of unmarried. So then when you marry her, you're fixing that state, perhaps. What about Noser? Where does Noser fit in? Don't leave over Basar Karban till tomorrow. And if you do, then what? Ba'esh Tisarev. Would you call that a curative? Would you call that curative?
Yeah.
What do you mean depends?
Does
that sound curate?
Yes.
Maybe
the isser is having the osser that is left over. So the second you get rid of it,
okay, so very good. Okay, so one way to look at it is the Torah is giving you an instruction. Say again what you just said.
The isser is having the basar left over.
The isser is having the basar left over. Did you have the basar left over?
Yes.
You did. You had the basar left over. How are you solving that problem right now? You're getting rid of the basar. And now, now you no longer, what?
You don't have any more leftover basar.
You no longer have any more leftover basar. Is that a cure? Forward cure? That you're no longer violating the isser? Or is it a retroactive cure? It's a forward cure. It's a forward cure. That you're no longer in a state of violating the isser. So it's a forward cure. So what is exactly analogous to? It's exactly analogous to Haba Lemikdash Tomei. When get out of the Beis HaMikdash so that you can stop the bleeding. Stop the isser. Going forward. Stop. Get out. Over here, you're not allowed to have the nosar. So how do you solve the problem? Burn it. What does that do? It stops it from persisting. So I want to leave you on a cliffhanger. And the cliffhanger is as follows. If you take this ritva at face value, what comes out is that Habala Mikdash Tameh, the reason that the Mishnah says you get Malkus going through Ritva is because it's not a lava nita glase because you're not fixing anything. If you're not fixing anything, it goes back to Lav Shekid Mase, you get Malkus. You're going to get Malkus. You're not fixing anything. So there's an ase, good, there's a lav. The lav was violated, fully violated, and now you get Malkus for the lav. But according to that, then why are you not getting Malkus for? No, sir. You violated no, sir. And now you are fixing it in the future. So you don't continue to violate no, sir. That looks like a classic case where you should get what? Okay, so the answer is going to be as follows. I'm just going to give you the answer a little bit. I mean, like plant the seeds. It's clear. What emerges now is that it's clear that there are two different ways you will not get Malkus for an associated alav and an aseh. There's two ways you're not going to get Malkus, and there's one way you will get Malkus. Number one way that you will not get Malkus is if the aseh is truly cured lemafreya by the lotaseh. And if that's the case, could we care less about the placement of the psukim? You couldn't care less. And what's your classic case of that, where you don't care at all about the placement of psukim? Gzela. And even though gzela, where's the assay before or after? The assay is before, but the bottom line is, you're curing. So the Torah is telling you, what's the response to this lav? Is it lashes, or is it curing the lav? Cure the lav. Don't get lashes, fix the lav. That's one way. That's called lav hanita glase. Then there's another way. What's the other way? Is if you have what I will call a compound or molecular or grafted, an ase grafted onto a lav. But listen carefully. Where is the ase grafted onto the lav? If the ase is grafted, where?
After
the lav. Lav, grafted asay, we're going to call that a lav shenitak la'asay. Explain what the word nitak means.
Attached.
Not shetikain ha'asay, but attached to an asay. But if you have an asay attached to a lav, but where is that asay? Beforehand. So that, you're going to get Malkus. That's going to be the lay of the land. Tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to prove this thesis to you to some incredibly stunning diukim in the Rambam and in a Taisus and Ksuvus and in a couple of Gemaras. But to put it together, Rabosai, why do you not get Malkus for Nosai?
It's security future. It's correct.
Why do you not get Malkus for Nosai?
Because
it is a lav shenitak lase. What does nitak mean?
Attached.
Does it cure anything?
No.
Why do you get Malkus for Habala Mikdash Tameh?
You could do it before.
No. Because where's the ase?
It's a lav shekidma.
It's a lav shekidma.
So that's Rabba's opinion.
And that is Rabba's opinion. Right. Okay, Rabba said, we'll dream about that a little bit. We'll stop here. And, yes!
Yeah.
Big day tomorrow.
Wait, Rabbi,
these answers as to why Rabbi Yochanan would say.